Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Tuesday, January 23rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all around the globe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting everybody around the globe connected. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in and listening to the call tonight. I've got Sue and Bob and myself here with us, and we're excited about this call tonight. We can't say it's our last call, but it looks like it could be based on the additional intel that I got today and tonight. I'm looking forward to getting it out there to you. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and pray the call in. And let's go to Sue for, I'm sure, what will be a wonderful teaching that she's curated or created for us tonight. So, Lord God, we just thank you that we have an opportunity to come together Tuesday and Thursday nights to share information and to give the latest information that we have about this blessing that is coming. Lord, thank you for everything that we're receiving now currently on our plan A, and thank you for what is coming soon enough on our plan B for blessing. Keep us healthy, Lord God, keep us healed and whole. We thank you for all you're doing for us, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Boy, I had to think about that date, Sue. I had to think, what is the date? Okay, I got it right, I think. You know, I was like, oh, I think it's the 23rd. Okay. Sue, let's listen to see what you've prepared for us tonight.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy this. It was fun to write. And it's inspired by a new book called Exceptional, Build Your Personal Highlight Reel and Unlock Your Potential by Daniel M. Cable. But I rewrote it, and I just kind of piggybacked off some of his concepts. Do you know what you want to build in your personal highlight reel for Christ? Imagine switching on the television to see a highlight reel of the best moments from your life. Like a professional athlete, you learn with every clip how to repeat your past experiences, pinpoint your blind spots, and build confidence. And this is literally coming from the jacket of the book. What if you could focus on what you do best, craft a life around your strengths, and for us, increase your ability to create meaning and contribute to the world? This teaching tonight is going to cover how Jesus could be your coach for building your personal highlight reel, drawing inspiration from Daniel Cable's insightful book. Let's delve into three concepts using Scripture to create engaging, strengthening, and powerful insights. Learning from experiences. Scripture, James 1:2-4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Reflect on moments where you've gained insights. Draw parallels to Jesus' teachings on perseverance and faith. Consider the story of Peter walking on water, and discuss how his brief success and subsequent failure offer lessons on faith, focus, and trusting in Christ. Craft a paragraph highlighting these insights and their alignment with biblical principles. 2, pinpointing blind spots. Luke 18:9-14. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Explore the concept of self-awareness through Jesus' teachings on humility. Delve into the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, illustrating the importance of humility in recognizing one's shortcomings. Write a paragraph discussing how acknowledging and addressing blind spots contributes to personal growth and aligns with Christ's values. 3, building confidence for meaningful contribution. Matthew 25:14. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Use the story of the talents to inspire your confidence in your abilities. Emphasize the importance of contributing meaningfully to the world by sharing your unique gifts. Discuss how this aligns with Jesus' teachings on purpose and service, and illustrating that confidence is just not for personal gain, but for making positive impact. And finally, compassion and service. But a Samaritan, this is from Luke 10:33, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. Illustrate the importance of compassion and service through the Good Samaritan parable. Discuss how selfless acts contribute to a meaningful life and highlight segments where you've experienced the impact of serving others. Do you know what you want to build in your personal highlight reel for Christ? Practice imagining the best moments of your life and bring that to the world as your personal highlight reel. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Very creative, very imaginative. What it tells me is, yeah, we do have a highlight reel. We can bring it, and we want to put our very best foot forward on what that looks like. But I caught one little thing that you said at the end that I think is a big thing, and that is imagine, use your imagination. This is a God-given ability that you have to create things in your mind that have not yet existed. And what I think is beautiful about using our imagination is to imagine things that have not yet happened for you, forgetting the things of your past that have no relevance, letting those things go, but imagining the things that are ahead of you. What are you going to do with the rest of your life starting tomorrow? What are you going to do to imagine things that you help to effect change, EFF, effect change? And what does that change look like? What does it create? What do you create with your imagination moving forward? What can you delete from your mind as you renew your mind daily? What can you delete from your mind that no longer serves you? And I think this is a big part of it. So our highlight reel is just that. It's the best parts of our life. It takes out all the minutiae, the negative things, the things that have affected us that we no longer really want to hold on to. We want to let go. But it allows for the best things in our life to show forward, to show themselves. As we do those things, and think those things, as a person thinks in their heart, so is he or she. So as we think those really good, positive thoughts and we put those into reality, or we create our reality from those thoughts, it allows us to see ourselves doing very beautiful things in our future. I thought about the athletics, Sue, that you were talking about, and I thought, you know, when I watched, for example, a match, tennis match between Ilya Nastasi and Vitas Gerulaitis, who is one of my favorites, and I interviewed Ilya Nastasi in a tournament in Charlotte as part of my responsibility, on-air responsibilities at the time. But Vitas Gerulaitis was somebody that I was always a fan of. And I remember watching those two guys play a match. They were always very close. Usually Nastasi topped Vitas Gerulaitis. But in this particular case, Vitas was just crushing it and winning and playing well. And I took that match and what I saw, and I put it in my mind, in my imagination, I saw myself as Vitas Gerulaitis. And when I went outside after that match and played somebody who usually topped me, he was usually a little better than I was. But I took that match and I said, I'm going to play like he did, like Vitas did. And I took it and I was hitting down the line backhands. I was hitting everything, serving well, volleying well. Basically, I beat the guy 2-4. And, you know, this was a win for me. So this was a highlight reel for me. And I like that, and I like keeping that kind of image in my mind when I play. And I got a lot out of that teaching so far, Sue, but that's what I'll leave you guys with tonight. I think we can be conscious of our highlight reel, be aware of what it is we have done and are continuing to do, and now's the time to set up the camera for our highlight reel moving forward, because from here on out, we should have quite a few things that will be good that we will have done. And hopefully, you know, God picks up that highlight reel for us and gives us the words when we enter the kingdom of God in heaven. And he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear based on our highlight reel and based on our relationship with Jesus Christ, first and foremost. Let's toss it over to Bob. Bob, what do you think about Sue's teaching tonight, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, I really loved it. Thank you, Sue. And Bruce, I really enjoyed listening to your comments as well. And I think it was really quite an amazing thing that the whole concept of a highlight reel inspired by your relationship with Christ. And highlight reels, you know, you see them with people that were athletes, you'll watch a highlight reel, or now a big thing in business is, you know, companies like the ones that are owned by Ray Perez, they'll make a highlight reel of you as a business person. And it's played, if you go to give a talk in front of a group, they'll play this highlight reel. And it's the first time I've heard of a highlight reel inspired by Christ. And and immediately I thought, well, I guess we better know right away, first off, what does Christ want from us? What does he want from me? We know some of the things for sure come to mind right away, kindness and love and patience and healing and faith. And then as you recall the parables, that's where you come to what Sue was talking about, like a tax collector, right? And the story of the return of the prodigal son that he told to the tax collector. And I started thinking, wouldn't it be cool to make a mind movie that is all based on this, where you have a mind movie of things that you envision yourself doing that has either a picture or a video, an affirmation with gratitude for its future manifestation, and every section of the mind movie is based on a different aspect of Christ's teachings, but you yourself are the person living that mind movie, and it's written from you. I'm so grateful that I have learned to be as kind as Christ, right, with pictures and music and like that. And I am so grateful that, and this is the part that I'm going to start tomorrow, Sue, I'm so grateful now that each day I identify a person who is going to need me to bring my best highlight reel forward for their benefit.
That's so good. Wow, sorry, I don't mean to be making these. That's amazing.
Yeah,
Bob,
that's
amazing.
Brendan Burchard teaches people that. In his journal, it said, who needs me to be on my A game today, all right? But what if it was, who needs me to bring my Christ-inspired highlight reel today?
There you go.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
A game can be limiting, but that highlight reel based in your relationship with Christ is limitless.
Yes.
It can be anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. No limitations. The only limitations there are those you impress upon yourself.
Yep.
But if you take those your limitations away, you have, infinite possibilities, really. That's good, Bob. Really good. Kind of thinking about what you said. That's really strong. Sue, thank you for this teaching. This is really good. I think Bob captured it pretty well, really. And let's see what your feedback is on your own teaching. What are you going to say about your highlight reel, Sue?
Well, I'm really captured by what both of you said, but I was going to just start with what Bob brought because, I love Brendan. I haven't thought about it. I haven't seen him in circulation in a while, Bob. But here's what I was thinking when I wrote this. I was like, okay, I'm always asking myself, talk about bringing your A game. If this was the last teaching I could bring and it got people thinking in new ways, what would it be? And I'd just gotten this new book. It's called Exceptional, Build Your Personal Highlight Reel and Unlock Your Potential, as we said in the beginning. And what it unlocked for me, which is kind of like, who needs me to be on my A game, is seeing yourself having an amazing new skill, like a new skill in Christ. And what would that be? It would be, for instance, really learning how to love. Really learning, what is love? Is it vulnerability? Is it daring to get close to someone? Is it sharing and getting close to people that have your shared values? And what if you had an amazing Christ-like skill to foster love in every environment you came into? What if you could have a highlight reel of your number one skill was that you could learn to be Christ-like love in every situation, because the business environment, and I have to, this is a London business professor who wrote it, but I always take something and spin it the way I think it needs to be spun. To me, what's showing up as a highlight reel is our capacity for love and really learning the skills of connecting to each other, being in flow with each other. And I'll talk about it in my segment coming up. Creating these environments where intelligence and love come together is going to be a very radical new highlight reel of what your future self in Christ will be offering. And I wanted to leave with something that people could do, and I just love what you said, Bruce, about using your imagination and strengthening your imagination. Again, I'm going to talk about that in my segment. It's going for our strengths. And focusing on our strengths is going to let your personal highlight reel become who you become. And if you're using Christ as your model, then you're going to demonstrate this ability, like some friends that I know, to deeply listen, to be deeply present, to feel like you're walking with a Christ. That's what we all want. We want to be available to each other. And I think that's what Bob was saying too, is, you know, having the amazing skill to be available, to be attuned, and to project that love to ourselves and to each other. That would be an amazing new skill. And you can see that, you can practice that, and you can become that if you play it, if you make that an exercise in your life. So that's where I was with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to all the people that inspire me with their love. So,
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Sue. Thank you for that. It's really good. Yep, K and J. Yep. So, I like that, Sue. That's really good. And we'll get to your segment shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, we have possible praise reports. And before we get into praise reports, while you're looking for those, Sue, I've got two short prayer requests that I'd like to go ahead and pray for now, since I don't anticipate doing a call on Thursday.
Okay.
And first is for my friend Ken. I don't mean Ken. I'll think of his name in a minute.
Mike.
The first one, yes, right, is Mike and his wife. And I'd like to pray for them to be completely and totally healed from influenza 1 and influenza 2. And so I'm speaking healing to both of them tonight, that they would be completely and utterly healed from head to toe, both of them, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the other individual is Pastor Carl. And Pastor Carl, I know you're going through chemo, and I just pray to God that that is doing what it's supposed to do and that you move forward from this position, and you, as you mentioned to me today, you are able to get into the med beds quickly to, well, basically get your entire health and your life back. So I'm praying for that to happen according to what you said to me today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Sue, for any praise reports that might be out.
And so we have our Pastor Scott back with us. Yay, Pastor Scott.
Yay, Pastor Scott, yay.
Tonight's praise, I just heard a quote by Mark Twain. There's only two dates in life to remember. One, when you were born, and two, when you realize your purpose. That's so true. Wow. Right now, there are millions of Big Call members realizing their purpose. As for me, I just spent the last 35 years of ministry as my training for a time such as this. Many of you are just the same. However, we're entering a new time in history, a time to buckle up. Any day now, we will be called up for service. I believe the most monumental time in history, clearly the greatest transfer of wealth in history. Sent from my iPhone, it's about to be the quantum time in history. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Yes, Pastor
That's
Scott.
Right.
So cutting
true,
edge.
True. That's right. True wow. dat. True dat. It's good, Pastor
true
Scott.
True dat.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Oh, here we go.
Anything?
So now,
you got anything
and
else?
Now we're going on to, yep, genies. National Handwriting Day. Oh. Although in today's digital world, we tend to record everything on electronic devices, research shows that writing things down by hand, yep, that's what we do in our classes, has benefits that typing does not. Writing by hand can improve focus, reduce stress, and aid with memory, not to mention a handwritten note or letter carries more weight than typed or emailed correspondence. You're getting deeper attentional density that way. Mm-hmm. Try writing a letter, a diary entry, or a to-do list by hand and notice the difference for yourself. Thank you for that, Jeannie. That was really good. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 24th, is National Compliment Day. Ooh, compliments coming in and going out. You never know when someone could use good vibes, so give a compliment. Belly Laugh Day, get ready for a laugh riot and learn about the funny side of life. Change, listen to this, it's so funny. It's like, what does it make you think? Change a pet's life day. Okay, Ninja, I'm about, no, listen to this. Okay, Ninja, I'm about to change your life. Can you imagine our efforts to save the world through pet adoption prove that not all heroes
That's
were
That's what
capes.
It really refers to, changing a pet's life. Sue is adopting a pet
okay,
that
yeah,
is
okay.
in some cage well, in some like, kennel somewhere. Yeah, I don't like that. No, I saved Ninja's life yesterday when I dried her off from being soaking wet outside.
I know. Like, can you imagine saying to your pet, I'm about to change your
No, I don't like to think that, Sue. No. No. We don't like to go there, actually, no.
I know.
That type of change, we don't want to address that at this time. No.
It could have been magical change. It doesn't have to be, you know, whatever you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really.
Perspective of the day. Kindness is the most beautiful attire you can wear. It radiates worth and love, and it never goes out of style. Wear it every day. Mm. And let the world admire your beauty. That's beautiful. Thought to ponder, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes sorrows, heals wounds, and drives away fear. Praise to God for loving us no matter what, for being available to all of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. For all the listeners on the Big Call and leaders on the Big Call, Pastor Scott, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, and Larry, for the Big Call opportunity to get together twice a week, to be encouraged to pray together, led by Bruce, beginning at the end of the call, hear beautiful teachings selected or written by Sue, or health updates by Bob, hear praises by Pastor Scott, thank you so very much. Also for this blessing that we're so lucky to be a part of, thank you so much, God, for helping us to believe in this blessing, for encouraging us to not give up, for staying on course, staying on plan A, and waiting for plan B. We're so very lucky and blessed to be able to spend time together on this big call 2 times a week in prayer and learning new things. So grateful to God for keeping us grounded, pushing us forward to the finish line, praying that this happens before the end of January 2024. So grateful for this big call. Hope everyone has a very healthy, happy, and blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. And that was our praise for tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Pastor Scott, thank you as well. That was really all everybody did a wonderful job bringing that forward tonight. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm going to be excited today during the Intel segment. I'll tell you that much.
And there are new things you don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. You sound like you're going 11 on me there. You're going like 11. Doing that, I can do anything you can do. I can do anything better than you kind of attitude. Okay, go ahead.
There's
something
no
you don't even know.
There's no competition here.
Isn't it 11? Isn't it? Bob? Good Bob can witness.
What is 11?
I know there are people. In other words, you're acting like 11-year-olds are filled with kind of wonder. Discovery. It's 11 years old. Yes.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, 11-year-olds, yeah. No,
yeah.
It's not that, but it is some good stuff. I can't wait to bring it. So let's do this, Sue. Let's get into your segment. Let's see what it is. I know you had your class until through last night, brand new class, and now you've got people that have definitely requested the Golden Wisdom Bundle.
Yes.
And that was a good number of people that came in to take advantage of that. What are you thinking about tonight, Sue? What are you going to talk to us about tonight?
Talk about something that's very important that we introduced on our single call of the Christ-based Neurolution, which is preparing leaders like the leaders that were on the call. And these are people that many of them, and Bob, you're going to be shocked by this, I was shocked by this, had taken most of the 108
classes.
108 classes, a lot of them had. And so that's a magical, that's a number of awakening, universal love, and I can't remember the third one, enlightenment, but it was a very significant number. And so we concluded on that class. And here's what we brought out to have everybody focusing on. And it was in the teaching tonight. And a lot of people don't know this because just about every system of knowledge has been very siloed. What that means is it's been kept separate in its own separate domain. And after this goes, we're going to see an explosion in collaboration, but it has other names like transdisciplinary, multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, like borrowing and working with different systems and synthesizing different systems so those systems can help create an integrated, healthy new society. An integrated, healthy new society. And what that means is you'll probably see, I would say in a couple of years, the people are going to be learning about how faith and, say, it's called psychology and faith and neuroscience come together. And you're going to see that by combining those disciplines, people are going to learn how to stay positive and healthy. So we talked about, this is the Christ-based Neurolution, kind of at the forefront of this, we talked about a concept called, and get your pens out, because you're going to might want to look this up if you're working with people. Do you think you're going to be working with people in the future? PERMA. And PERMA stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. And it's out of Dr. Martin Seligman, who is the father of a field called positive psychiatry. And this is where it gets interesting. In 1998, he launched the positive psychology field based on the fact that there was a tendency in the medical field, and we all know, we're not going to go deep on that, but to look at what was wrong with people instead of what was right with them. So he realized that if you had people working on their strengths, their characters, and their character and their virtues, that they would get better because they'd be looking at, and if you train people how to do that with other people, society would get better. So PERMA is how we can build positive emotions, how we can create teams with relationships with engagement based on positive emotion, how we can build relationships that are deeper and have what is called a broader, more positive affect in them, and then how we can create meaning and accomplishment by building on all those things. And so last night we went through some basic, simple slides that these people could take into their projects and say, hey, we want to focus on PERMA. We want to focus on, and you can look this up, Healthy Mind Platter, which is a description of 7 activities that you can do to be in your highest state of mind and body by the number one founder of this new field called neurobiology, Dr. Dan Siegel. And then we went into basically how they were going to build teams that were going to be aware of this cycle of positive emotions, growing more positive relationships and engagement, and then meaning and accomplishment. And it was so powerful. I'm going to read you one of the testimonials. Dear Sue, good afternoon. I took care of the payment for the Christ-based Neurolution class. I just want to thank you from the depth of my heart, this is from a nurse, for all these divine teachings and training that are truly from God, which in turn sparked our pod to develop, we call ourselves the pod, to develop a deep and meaningful collaboration that expressed words of wisdom from their life experiences that inspired our group. We, as our pod, created this heavenly attribute of an amazing connection of healing and wholeness to bring to our new world. So I encourage all humanitarians to take advantage of the golden bundle that you can experience this training to transform your world around you. It's a precious treasure you will always have for a life to keep you inspired for your new endeavors. You cannot put a price on it. It's so invaluable. Many blessings, Janice. So we'll go to that in a moment. I almost didn't really realize that it was about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But here's the point. If you get the opportunity to take something like PERMA, go look that up, and bring that into your projects, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be using Christ and this new ability that the blending of science and Christ can have so that you can build a much stronger, much more integrated self, meaning yourself, your team, and by doing that, you're going to be building a much more powerful kingdom of God coming to earth. And that's what was so inspiring about our call last night, Bruce. I have one more testimonial to read. This is from another person who took I took an example of, and we're talking about an eudaimonic, which is a meaningful life. Well, I definitely am in the fulfilled life in this season of my life. It doesn't mean I didn't have sweet moments where I was into myself and my desires, but faithfully serving Jesus Christ. He always brought me back into focus on what is really important and lasting. If I weren't in the fulfilled life now, I wouldn't be a part of this amazing pod or group, leadership group, and under the unbelievable great teaching from Sue. I'm just now finishing up the recordings from the last incredible sessions, and count me in if there is another one. I've learned so much these last several months and count it as an honor and privilege to be a part of this group. Blessings. I'm going to call her Kay. So what I want to leave you with to explore is with just this one question. How did I create this amazing curiosity to find the best ways to bring the best out in the new humanity? How did I create this amazing curiosity to find the best ways to bring the best out in the new humanity? And that's going to require looking, moving out of boxes, and being curious. I wonder what else could help us, you know, is it neuroscience? Is it energy medicine? Is it alternative healing? What is it going to be that I can incorporate into my projects? And let me look up the research on it, and let me find out if there's a way that all of this can come together to integrate us into more wholeness. Because essentially, that's what we've got to be doing, is being the new leader as healer and realizing that all these systems are connected. All these systems, life systems, biology systems, your brain, your nervous system, they're all connected. And in order for them to be at their highest level of development, if you can enhance by introducing and reconnecting to a healthier, vital, connected system, like knowing about your nervous system, knowing how your brain learns, knowing more about how other people learn, then you're just going to bring more healing and wholeness into the world. So for tonight, we're just going to offer that. For now, we're just going to take a pause on the bundles, because it's taken us a while to catch up. And I just want you to consider what you can explore. Just let your curiosity, what is my project, and how can I bring out and enhance the people in my project? Because it's going to be the relationships and the people, both who you're serving and then your management team. What do you need to know about what brings the best out in your management? And how can you notice that? How can you hire for that? And how can you develop that? We've lived in a very siloed, impoverished, not particularly whole and aware and for-profit system. So people haven't had time to figure out what will make them healthy, what will, you know, bring PERMA, positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. So that's where we need to be. Think about how you can explore that and just see if that resonates with you. And I hope that's helpful, because if you do that and you become aware of it, your teams, your project, yourself, what you'll learn will literally be the foundation for the future of a new world. And there's so much exciting material to learn. Just take one piece, and if you work on it and you discover it as a healing that you can add to your project, it's going to make all the difference to the new world. So that's my segment for tonight. Bruce?
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was really good. And I like the way that you wrapped things up for us nicely and talked about the class and also talked a little bit about the bundle. And we're taking a rest on that right now, a pause on the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So I appreciate that. That's really good, Sue. Thank you for that. Appreciate everything that you've done, from helping people create their own projects, their presentations, everything that you've done with 108 different classes?
That
have gone out?
Probably more because this was a new line, so it's just, it was hard to believe. It's actually kind of hard to believe, but.
Yeah, it is amazing. A lot of great courses, and everything that you've done to handle everything for us, so I appreciate that. Prayer and praise reports, your teachings, it's been really, really good, and we've enjoyed your presence, that's for sure. Bob, this is a time when we transition over and talk about our health, talk about medical advancements, talk about supplementation to our diets, everything. And Sue had a couple of testimonials tonight she brought out, and I bet you have a few that you can bring out tonight too.
Yeah, sure. And I think, you know what I think, Bruce, that, you know, after the blessing, I think Sue should start a new university.
We used to have the concept of Big Call University. Big Call University, Bob.
But I'm talking about
that is a great one.
A piece of property with beautiful buildings. That
kind of got it.
Already in the planning stages.
We need that because I feel like going back to college. I know.
No, you're gonna be a co-founder. There you go, Bob. Come on, Bob.
We're gonna call it Sooniversity.
Sooniversity. Oh no.
Yeah.
No, please
don't. Sooniversity. I want to go.
Sooniversity. Sooniversity. Sooniversity.
Sooniversity.
So
thanks
that's
for
leaving
me out.
I want to get 108 credits from.
And Bob, we're gonna have a special goat yoga field.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Goat yoga field.
We can lie on our backs while the goats are like parading over us, and we can be reading our textbooks with goats climbing on us.
Mm.
Yep.
So
and
good.
It won't matter.
Oh
it won't
my
matter
God.
What, it wouldn't matter if anybody criticizes it because they can criticize us, but they'll never get our goat.
That's right.
God, Bob. Oh, that's so good. But you really you put a little bee in my bonnet for the future. Stay tuned.
We're ready. And I do have two testimonials. I have three, but one of them is only one word long, and that word is great. So
that's great.
Good.
I guess, yeah.
The other one, this one is a lady who sent in a picture of herself, and she's out in nature standing next to a waterfall. She's talking about the dynamic combo. And she must have got it during our sale because she says, wow, after only taking the dynamic combo for a little over a week, I really have more energy and less cravings for snacking.
That is good.
Another one. Yeah, another one about the dynamic combo. I love your products. I look forward to taking it every morning. It has given me energy to ride my indoor bike. And, you know, this is two things, Bruce, that we see quite often, is when people take the dynamic combo in particular, the barley and the Boomer Boost together, they lose cravings, and they tend to lose cravings for things that are bad for them, like sugar.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we hear is, this is great because now I have energy to exercise. So people will get up in the morning and they'll drag themselves out of bed, get ready for work, go to work, come home after, you know, working for 8 hours, and they just want to flop down and not do anything because they don't have any more energy left. But when you get really well nourished, you get home, and, you know, like I did tonight, it's like, hey, let's go. Let's go for a walk, you know, out along the water and, you know, come back and lift some weights. And you feel like it because you're really well nourished. And so people that want to release weight, it really does work when you get well nourished for the first time in your life. You do release weight because your cravings for sugar go away. You feel full from taking the products, and you don't feel like you need to eat as much food. And in addition, you feel like moving around and exercising, right? And, you know, during the big call, I walk back and forth in my bedroom where I'm sitting while I'm doing the big call, and I probably walk a good half a mile during the big call. Why? Because
it's amazing.
Body, without even thinking about it, my body just wants to move. So I'm not saying, wow, I want to get up and move around. It just happens. You just find yourself constantly moving. And that's one of the things that's the difference between people who are overweight and people who are not, is the people who are not are constantly moving. And it even goes as far as people that fidget. Like, if you see somebody that's always tapping their foot while they're sitting down and their leg is jiggling, that those people that fidget like that tend to have a way lower body mass index. And so we know that just moving around a little bit more leads to better health. So here's a study that came out, Bruce, that just came out. It's called Adequate Protein Intake in Middle Life Tied to Healthy Aging. And so this is a study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And it was from a very famous aging institute at Tufts University. Called the Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. And Tufts University is a really great university where there's a lot of really, really smart scientists there. Some of the best groundbreaking research comes out of Tufts. And they did this study measuring protein intake of people and then following them for quite a long time to see what it was that would make them healthy in regard to protein. And what they found, and they did this study with all women, and what they found was that plant-based proteins, the more plant-based proteins that these women took, the healthier they were as they got older. And they had all kinds of data, including, you know, data going back from other studies for many, many years. And so I started thinking about this, and the difference was really profound. It wasn't just a small little difference. It was like the people, even up the oldest person they looked at was 93 years old. And even people that age were still super healthy if they'd been getting enough protein earlier in life from plant sources. And so I started thinking about this, Bruce. It's like, well, what is it like about plant protein that's important? And we know that it, you know, has to be digested. So people take in pea protein or nuts, something like that, and they chew it a little bit, swallow it. Now their stomach has to digest it, right? Has to secrete acid and digestive enzymes, and it takes a lot of energy to digest food. And then once that happens, now your pancreas has to secrete all these alkalizing enzymes and to make sure that the liquid in your stomach that's about to drop down into your small intestine isn't too acidic, which takes more energy. You have to manufacture these alkalizing enzymes, port them over into your stomach. And once then, assuming that that protein got digested properly, it has to make its way into the small intestine. Your body has to absorb that protein in the villi, if they haven't been coated over with plaque as you age, right? And then once you absorb the digested protein, which is now in amino acid form, you have to circulate it. You have to make sure your circulation is adequate to get that in your blood plasma to the cells. And once it arrives inside the cells, it's now building blocks for making human proteins. Because it's not this plant-based protein that you take in is not usable in its original form. It has to be broken up into amino acids and reconstructed in the cell into human proteins, which are different, right? And in order for that to happen, those amino acids need metabolic enzymes and vitamins and minerals and coenzymes, all as cofactors that help in the construction process to make these proteins that then keep the person healthy. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's really cool that our scientist up in Canada knows about all this stuff, because he decided to create a protein source, meaning a human protein source, by first pre-digesting the plant protein so our stomachs didn't have to do it and waste all that energy. And by sprouting the seeds, he did a number of things that affect these different areas we just talked about. It affects your digestion, because your body's not going to go to a lot of trouble to secrete tons of acid and digestive enzymes to digest protein that's already been digested. It doesn't need to. It's already in the amino acid form. And also, we know that a compound that's in the barley will cleanse your small intestine. It'll cleanse the plaque off of your villi. And if they've been smothered, you know, down out of existence, another compound in the barley will regrow those villi. And now you can absorb all those amino acids. And guess what else? Those metabolic enzymes that we talked about that need to be present inside the cell in order to construct those proteins, they're in the product too, because when you sprout a seed, it's getting ready to make a blade of grass, in this case, barley grass, and it needs those metabolic enzymes to put the amino acids together to make the proteins that make up the blade of grass. And those metabolic enzymes are the same enzymes that we need. And so now you've got much better absorption, much better digestion, much better capability to construct human protein, and it also helps with your circulation, and it reduces your inflammation, all from this one product, because we know that when you sprout a seed the way that it's done, it creates thousands of different bioactive compounds. And so when people say, oh, you want to take in plant protein like pea protein or eat a handful of nuts, and if you do enough of that, right, which is very, very difficult to do, the amount of protein they're recommending to eat, most people could never do it. And you'd have to be paying attention all day. What am I eating? Am I getting enough? And the expense of it. But here, a very small scoop, just a couple of tablespoons, right, of this powder mixed in a glass of water does all of that work for you and gives you the equivalent of 20 grams of protein. And it just, and this study is from an anti-aging research institute talking specifically about getting enough protein intake, right? What they should have said is not just protein intake, but intake that is able to be digested, that's able to be absorbed, that's able to be circulated, that comes with metabolic enzymes for its construction into human proteins. They didn't go into any of that in this study. It was simply take more pea protein and eat more nuts. And here's how much. And I'm looking at how much, I'm like, there's no way in the world I could ever eat that much protein in a day to be able to meet the requirement they're talking about. It's like, but, you know, a scoop of sprouted barley seed powder, it might only be 20 grams of protein equivalent, but guess what? It all gets absorbed and it all gets constructed into human proteins. Whereas you take in pea protein, right? That's not going to be the case. You're going to absorb very little of it, and you don't have the metabolic enzymes to construct human proteins. And this is why it's so cool to know the scientist that created this product, because he knew all of this stuff 15 years ago, long before January 19th, 2024, when Tufts University put this out just a couple of days ago. Like, we had an advancement 10 times beyond what they're recommending 15 years ago. Right? But guess what? If people are listening to the big call, they get to be privy to this information.
Yep.
They get to be privy to the fact that you don't only have to look at this study and go, yeah, but how would I ever get that much protein? I mean, and by the time it gets digested, I'm going to be feeling sick to my stomach, right? But because you're listening to the big call, you know that there's such a thing as the Gladiator Barley. And you can give us a call, and we'll help you get yours. And you can actually be way, way more successful than the people they're describing in this study that did take in a lot of protein and improved their health. They could have improved it 10 times more than that if they had Gladiator Barley.
That's right.
And that's what I wanted to say tonight, Bruce.
Well, Bob, they just have to catch up, you know? They're just, 12 years, 13 years behind.
Yeah.
And even though they're bringing the stuff out that they think is leading edge, it's just not even. It's good recommendation, but it's not practical the way they laid it out. And Boomer Boost and Barley, you didn't even talk about the Boomer Boost. There's 68 active compounds in the Boomer Boost.
Yep.
You combine Boomer
you
Boost
get
and barley.
That's why you get those testimonials, Bruce, of people
yep.
taking it just for a week and already they're feeling better.
Exactly. Most people feel an increase of energy, if not on day one, in a few days of taking that. So it's really, you know, Bob, it's just we can only get the word out to so many people, and those people either have tried it or haven't. Hopefully the rest of them will try it soon and know that the science behind it is so strong. And I do like hearing that. I love hearing what the scientists in Canada have done to create these sprouted barley seeds and just how beautifully they've timed it all. Well, Bob, the way to get people involved in this is two ways. Number one, the toll-free number to call to get in touch with Boomers is 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609, good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and of course that's Eastern Standard Time for right now. And the other thing to do is just get online and check the site out. You go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you get on our website, on the homepage you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. You click on it, it'll take you right there. And then you can see all the different products, what their descriptions are. You can learn. You can actually learn so much. In the footers, you'll see podcasts listed. You'll see YouTube broadcasts archived that you can catch. Quite a bit of information, really, quite a bit there. And so I highly recommend everybody jump on it. If you haven't been a customer or you haven't done it for a while, get ready to jump in and get restarted. But I think that's really where we're all heading right now. I am thrilled, and I do look forward every morning to my Boomer Boost and Barley Premium Probiotics and Lignans all shaken up in the shaker bottle and poured into a glass. It's wonderful. Every morning, look forward to it. Bob, anything else before we go?
No, that's it, Bruce. It's 11 minutes after 10.
Okay, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. All right, guys. Yeah. Let's get the latest information that I received over the weekend, yesterday, and today. And first of all, several of our sources have said that this week that we're in now, this week will be the greatest week in the history of mankind. And they didn't say humankind, but I've substituted that in some cases. So that's really encouraging. I'm thinking, okay, that's pretty good. Greatest week in the history of mankind. I can live with that. And what's interesting to me is that we got word from several of our sources that came in last night and also today. And what's really interesting is I think we've gone past the point of no return on this, so that even a few people that were pretty tight-lipped have been allowed to open up to my main source. They've been allowed to get the information from the banks and redemption centers to him, and so that's been good to have that information fed down to me. First of all, let's talk about the bondholders. Now, what's interesting is, you know, we've been looking for the bondholders to receive their email notifications giving them access to funds. Well, starting this morning at 10 a.m., I think we could say the green light was turned on. because 1,400, that's 1,400, emails went out at 10 a.m. this morning to bond sellers. So that is a first, that they went out to those guys and told them in those emails when they would have access to their funds. So that's a start. And then those in emails were to continue throughout the day and into the night and probably go several days, if not longer, for the bondholders to receive access to their funds. And what's interesting is even though they got started this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern with 1,400 emails, there are quite a few internationally that need to go out. I think the number's around 2,600. But we don't have to wait on those. Those will be continuing to go out, and that's okay. Those of us in Tier 4, A and B, don't have to wait on those. That's Tier 3, and they're moving and shaking, getting those out to the bond sellers. Now, what's interesting to me is that we also believe, well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this. We also know that, let me get the numbers right, guys. Yeah. 400,000 emails are ready to go out. If not starting overnight, it'll be tomorrow. And these 400,000 emails that are set to go are for Tier 4B. And these are primarily, as far as we can tell, these are going in North America. That would include Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, also Australia, and probably New Zealand, and also some of the Caribbean islands. So, whose emails are these? These are probably, from what we can tell from our source, primarily ZIM holders that will be getting these emails tomorrow, at least starting tomorrow. And it wouldn't surprise me if these came out before lunchtime tomorrow. Now, if these are primarily to ZIM holders, the reason that is because of the intrinsic value of the ZIM and the fact that the banks want the ZIM holders in right away, let's say it, if not first, because they need the hydration to strengthen their account balances. Remember, and then for us, obviously, these funds will go into our Quantum account, and then we'll move funds on day one in the redemption center. We'll move a certain amount of funds from our Quantum account into our Wells Fargo primary account. Okay? And we're not going to have time to do much else besides that with our accounts on day one of our redemption. Now, what that means to me is if those do come out, let's say between 10 and noon tomorrow, Eastern time, and it may, who knows what the scheduling is going to be for these, but if 400,000 go out, more will go out probably later in the day. And it may continue and include Thursday. When we thought of the emails for Tier 4B going out, we thought, well, they'll do all of them at once. They'll all go out at once, and then we'll start calling in based on the six different regional call centers that will take our calls, and then we'll get transferred to the redemption center based on our zip code, or we'll get a phone number to call. If we don't get transferred directly, we'll get a number to call directly to that redemption center. That's going to be part of our calling in with our 800 number. So, are you in the first 400,000 emails that are set to go out, what we think is tomorrow morning? I don't know. We'll see. But if you are not a ZIM holder and you have other currencies, just hang in there because your email will be coming. Also, once we get the toll-free number, we'll put it up on BigCallUniverse.com's website on the landing page, and Bob will try to get that sent out to those that have registered on BigCallUniverse.com so that they could receive the toll-free number, the 800 number, when we make it available, when we get it. And I'm intending that Bob with Boomers will get that out with Raleigh's help. We'll get that out. So that is really interesting. We've got our start this morning at 10 a.m., green light on for bond sellers to receive their emails, and then we're next with and this is another thing that one of our best sources said at midnight last night. He said within, and this was as of midnight Monday night, he said within 24 to 36 hours, we will all be smiling from ear to ear. Now, if you look at the clock on that, that would be from midnight tonight to noon tomorrow. We should all be smiling. So, we're going to give them a little bit of slack for that, but we know that at least 400,000 emails are set to go out pronto. Beyond that, we know from our banks and our redemption centers today that we had four staff members going in today and six going in at least tomorrow, and that would be to take appointments and set appointments. And then, hey, if we get notified before noon tomorrow, there's a likelihood that we will start exchanges tomorrow afternoon or evening. So we'll see what that looks like tomorrow. I would like for all of us to be smiling from ear to ear. This should be a wonderful week for us, guys. And tomorrow is Wednesday. Oh, by the way, it is the 24th of January, and if you take 2 and multiply it by 4, 2, 4, you get 8. So maybe the Chinese get their number after all, as far as that goes. We'll see. But the main thing is that everybody is ready for a life-changing event to take place this week, and it could... Listen, it might not be tomorrow for us to exchange. It could be Thursday. But regardless, we are expecting numbers to start coming out tomorrow for Tier 4 A and B. And I hope the Admiral is coming out tomorrow as well with Tier 4 A. So I don't know what else I can add to that other than we will expect... If this occurs, as I've been told, then we will probably not plan on having a call Thursday night. And we might do a quick celebration call and record it and put it out as a link in an email to you. So beware of that possibility. And I would just say we'll be in touch with you. If we have your email, if we don't have it, we can't reach you. So hopefully you've got your email submitted You've used it to register on bigcalluniverse.com. And the main thing is that's the main way that we will be in touch with you after this goes. And we, you know, all of us have things to do for the first few weeks. We have our accounts to set up. We've got a few, maybe a few debts to pay off. We have, you know, plans maybe to upgrade in terms of a home or in terms of a new car. Maybe we're moving, whatever it is. You know, maybe you're entitled to a week or two of vacation. Whatever it is that you want to do, this is the time to do it so that we can get ready for you when it comes to starting our projects, which is, you know, Rebuild America, you know, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four main projects. And remember, months and years ago, I asked if anyone wanted to help in those projects, make themselves available to work with us across the country on Rebuild and work in Haiti, Dominican Republic, and also the Bahamas for those Rebuild International project areas. So hopefully you're still involved in that. You will want to be involved with us. We will have a website set up with questionnaires that you can come and answer interactively online, and we'll get some base information on it, and then we'll go from there. And any calls or whatever that we want to put out in the way of a link, we'll send it to you in an email. Okay, so beware of that possibility happening. But right now we all have things to do after this goes. We get exchanged, we get our Zim redeemed, and we go from there. So I'm encouraged by what I heard over the weekend, yesterday and today. I'm encouraged, and I want to encourage everybody to just stay focused, but be looking out for your emails to come in. I think tomorrow morning for some time for Zim holders, and we'll see what they do. This is what we're hearing today. This is what I'm hearing this afternoon. So let's just stay with it and stay in faith for this to manifest starting tomorrow for us. So I'm going to pray the call out. But before I do, I want to just thank everybody. I want to thank everybody that's listened to the call for now into our 13th year. And thank you, the satellite team, for getting the signal out and getting our call out throughout the globe, as many as 200 countries. Thank you for that and getting all the instantaneous translation of the call and everything we said out in multiple languages around the globe. And thank you also, well, I have to thank Sue and Bob as my co-hosts on the Big Call for all the help that they've been in all the areas that they've interacted in for as many as 9 years now, or 9+ years. And so it's been wonderful to have the help from two remarkable, renowned experts in their fields. And thank you also, Jeannie, for your continued praise reports and prayers. Also, Pastor Scott, for your continued healing and your praise reports. GCK, for your creative work in art and colorization of our projects, everything that's happened there. And we just appreciate everybody that has made the Big Call what it is. So I'll be in touch with you probably by email. Don't forget us, and we'll be there to work with you on our projects. And I'm sure we will get together physically at some point, possibly in regional meetings. I'm looking for that. So this is me signing off, but let's pray the call out first. Lord God, we just thank you for this opportunity that we've had for starting 13 years now. And thank you that you've blessed this call. Thank you that we honor you and honor your name and honor those who you have put before us. Thank you for all of the audience, the listeners to Big Call Universe. Thank you for our futures together. Help us to use our imaginations to reduce limitations and to go forward with great abundance in everything that you have for us to do. Lord God, we plan to be great stewards of this blessing. Thank you for bringing it in, and thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night tonight. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Based on this information, it should be life-changing. So we'll talk to you on the other side. God bless you all. Good night.